Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding Chapter 308-20 WAC cosmetology, barber, manicurist, and esthetician rules. This hearing is being held in the Grace Harbor Room of the Capitol Event Center, 6005 Taiyi Drive, Southwest Tumwater, Washington, 98512, at 10:07 a.m. on August 28, 2017. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR-17-15-080, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on July 17, 2017. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the side of the room. This rule is proposed pursuant to provisions of RCW 43.24.023 and RCW 18.16.030. My name is Catherine McDaniel, and my title is Assistant Administrator. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today is Susan Carler, Administrator, and Cameron Dalmas, Assistant Administrator. Administrative Assistant. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenography, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located at the side of the room on the table. It has now been moved to this table. You will be called to testify in order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from Corey Farrell of the Northwest Career Colleges Federation. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will open oral statements, if any, from those present. I have Victoria Kyle listed as the first individual to testify. Victoria is representing Victoria's Academy, and she is proposing four. Okay.
Victoria Kyle, K-I-L-E. I represent Victoria's Academy of Cosmetology in Kennewick, Washington. I support the proposed rules. We work really hard on them, and we'd love to see them done.
Thank you, Victoria. Next on the list to testify is Michael Shea.
Michael Shea, S-H-E-A, Summit Salon Academy, we're in Tacoma, Washington. We do also support the proposed rules. I think there's been a lot of good work that's gone into it by lots of really good people.
Thank you. Next on our list is Mr. Jeff Olson.
My name is Jeff Olson, O-L-S-O-N. I'm an instructor at Bates Technical College in Tacoma, Washington, and I do support this bill with a slight change in the word of the kid. And Frank's going to bring that up in a minute.
Thank you. Next, we have Ms. Tina Evans.
Okay, I'm Tina Evans. Last name is E-V-A-N-S. I'm here representing Everett Community College and also the chair for the Department of Licensing Board. I'm testifying in support of the proposed rules and wanted to thank the Department of Licensing for involving all of us and holding several workshops to make the changes in the past year. I wanted to speak specifically to the new sections regarding the schools today, WAC 308-20-573, 308-20-574 and 575. It took a lot of time, I know, in the workshops when we were working through this, and I just want to say that I think all sections now serve the students. They're in the best interest of the schools and the industry. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have on the list Mr. Frank True.
My name is Frank True, T-R-I-E-U. I represent Evergreen Beauty College, and we are in support of the proposed rules. We want to thank the Department of Licensing for the years it's taken to be able to get to this point and the openness and the transparent process that you've extended us. I do want to make a comment on a specific section of the rules although it's not in consideration of the public's rules handling today, I'd like to be able to bring attention to WAC 308-20-110. Currently, there are two sections that are actually in conflict, and I'd like to bring attention to that and ask for consideration of a revision. Under the minimum safety and sanitation standards for schools, cosmetologists, manicures, estheticians, master estheticians, barbers, instructors, salons/shops, mobile units of personal service. Section 2 says a neck strip or towel must be placed around the client's neck to prevent direct contact between multiple use hair cloth or tape of the client's skin and must be in place during the entire service. Under Section 13, it titles towels, linens, capes, and robes. No towel, linen, capes, or robes shall be used more than once without proper laundering as described in this section. Those two statements appear to be in conflict with one another. If an extra is utilized to ensure sanitation of the cape, it would not be necessary for the cape to be laundered between uses. I'd ask that cape be stricken from the language in Section 13 to be able to resolve the confusion that's been created by that. And with that, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next on our list is Ms. Corey Farrell.
My name is Corey Farrell, F-E-R-R-E-L-L, and I represent the Northwest Career College Federation. The Federation does support the rule changes, and I had actually provided in advance about 4 pages of just terminology. I would guess it's just terminology requests for some clarification. Like I said, it's 3 or 4 pages, and I don't want to go through everything right now, but if anybody is interested, I can sit and talk with you afterwards. I believe that some of it on here with initial licensing in WAC 308-20-573, we discussed a little bit of the minimum refund policy. I know that there's some verbiage in here that just says adequate or or that a school have a minimum refund policy. We wanted to clarify that there is a set standard for the word adequate in who sets the standard for adequate? Does the school, does the licensing board, and is it across the board the same? Again, we are in support of the rules with the provided comments that we have written in. And if anybody has any questions, I'd love to talk to you afterwards.
Thank you. Next on our list, and I apologize if I don't pronounce this correctly, Jessica Dutton.
Like Button with a G.
Hi, I'm Jessica Dutton. I represent the Beta Institute of Portland Vancouver campus, and we are in support of all rule change proposals, aside from the next strip clarification in terms of laundering. So thank you very much for all the work you have done for us in this direction. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Next on our list is Ms. Denise Montgomery.
Denise Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y from the Washington Laser Institute, and we are here to support the rule changes as well. Thanks for your hard work.
Is there any other comment on these rules? Okay. Thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received.